This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Today, the British company Blue Energy unveiled plans for the largest solar power plant in Africa and one of the largest in the world. Construction will begin next year in Ghana. It would increase the country's electricity capacity by 6%. Is this the leading edge of a trend? Ansgar Kina is coordinator of the African Renewable Energy Alliance. Good to talk with you.
Hello.
So tell me first about the need for energy and electricity in Africa.
There's a huge lack of underserved need for access to electricity on the continent, which is a huge business opportunity, if you like, because people currently say that about 650 million people on the African continent do not have access to electricity, and that, of course, is a huge burden to any sustainable development.
What are the specific kinds of renewable energy that are most available for people in Africa?
Right. The northern and the southern part of the continent of Africa really bears a huge potential for solar energy because we have ideal solar radiation. In the middle of the continent, we have a huge potential in hydropower as well as biomass. And then, of course, there's a huge potential for on and offshore wind in the different regions of Africa as well.
So with all that available, why isn't Africa covered coast to coast and top to bottom with renewable energy extraction?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think that's partly due to our legacy that extending the electricity grid to the communities is very, very costly. So now that the renewable energy technologies are mature, the African communities have now the opportunity to utilize the mature technologies in a decentralized manner. The policymakers that we are advising are more and more engaged in putting supportive framework in place because the biggest barrier for businesses, for private sector to strive is the lack of provision with reliable electricity.
And this solar project in Ghana is certainly a very good example of that. Ansgar Kina is director of the Africa Office of the World Future Council Foundation, also coordinator of the African Renewable Energy Alliance. Very good to have you on the show.
Thank you.